We've got loads to talk to you about, Foggy. Much to talk to you about. What we're going to talk to you about first of all is possibly not what we're expecting. We're going to talk caravanning.
Yeah, nothing wrong with caravanning, mate.
I'm on board. It is a future. I'm on board. I love camping.
Yeah, I do.
Joe, on the other hand, is not a convert.
I'm not a fan.
So we've got to convince him.
You can have a motor home then.
There you go.
They're cool. That's big American motor home. That's what you want.
If it's got my own toilet, then I'm fine, but...
Oh yeah, you need one of those. Because you're here to talk about, first of all, Freedom to Go. Explain a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, Freedom to Go is... a leisure holiday campaign to get people out, families, couples, exploring the UK, you know, caravans, motorhomes, caravan tents, all that kind of stuff. We've got an amazing country for places to go, you know, and activities to do, like from, you know, fishing, even just sightseeing, water sports, mountain biking, there's so much kayaking, and I just love it. I mean, I've got regular visits to places like Anglesey and the Lake District and stuff like that, and it's just great. I mean, and having done the jungle thing, it just made me think, you know what, I feel like I want to do this more now. And when I got asked to get involved with this campaign, I said, yes, definitely, because I think people should explore this country more. It's some amazing places and to do stuff with the old caravanning and sort of motorhome kind of thing, you know, the leisure parks and that. It's just great. So
What does Carl Fogarty camp in? Do you go caravan? Do you go motorhome? Do you go tent? How do you go?
Right, I'm probably gonna go motorhome. I've had a log cabin for the last 4 years in Anglesey, so I've sold that now because I want to get around more, you know, like the Freedom to Go, you know, the campaign I'm involved with. So I want to move around a little bit, but I'm probably more. My next door neighbour's got a caravan and he swears by it, and I'm thinking more of a motorhome person, to be honest. But I'll let you know because I'm going to try both out in the next few weeks, really. But I'm thinking more and more. That's what I had when I was doing all the racing around Europe and stuff. I had the motorhome, so. But yeah, I can't wait just to, you know, go places I haven't been. Probably down South Wales, that kind of area. And even over your beautiful area around Whitby, around there, I've done a bit of fishing over there and sea fishing. That's great. But just get out there and explore it. And like I say, you can find out everything about this, you know, the Freedom to Go on their website, which is freedomtogo.co.uk. And everything's on there, from whether you just want to start out or rent a vehicle for a weekend or buy a vehicle or all the places, all the leisure kind of sites to go to. It's all down there on the website.
And was it the experience in the jungle that made you want to get out there and camp? Because, you know, you're sort of camping while you're in there, aren't you?
Yeah, I loved it. It did make me start thinking about it more. I mean, like I said, I've been doing it anyway a little bit with the log cabin in Anglesey and stuff. But I thought, you know what? Yeah, absolutely. I just love being outdoors. Love that, you know, campfire kind of thing. Loving barbecues and do a bit of fishing or whatever. That's, I think it's great. We've just got a great country for that kind of thing. You know what I mean? We're all geared up for now with the clothes and stuff you can get with it, you know, whatever the weather is, you know. So it definitely helped me think I want to do more of it having done the jungle thing and being king of the jungle, yeah.
Yeah, well, you were king of the jungle. You were king of the jungle. I mean, it was spectacular. I love watching it. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. What it must be like to be in, I have no idea. What is it like, Carl?
Oh, it's hard to put into words, to be honest, unless you've kind of you've been in there for 3 weeks and 3 days, as it was for me. And I mean, it's not ideal living without food, I guess. I mean, you know, so that's one thing. It was hard, and obviously there wasn't a lot to do in there. It was the boredom stuff that got to me a little bit, because you couldn't really go out, obviously go out the camp wall sort of thing. It's just to go through that, and you know, know it's on national TV as well, and you still, you know, you've got to be yourself, and you know, the challenges they throw at you, and the stuff you've got to eat and stuff, and you know, I just set your mind to it, and I just thought, you know, as hard as it was hard to come out the other end and to win the thing. I never thought I'd win it in a million years, but it was just one of the most satisfying feelings having done it, and just one of the best things I've ever done. Honestly, I can honestly say that.
I voted for you, Foggy.
Yeah,
thank you, mate.
We both voted for you.
How much do I owe you guys then?
I think it was about 50p, something like that.
What was the thing that you ate when you were doing the roulette on the table with Mal?
You know what? You're not wrong. That was the worst thing I did while I was in there. That was a deer's blood. That was awful.
Oh yeah, I mean, that was like some vampire.
Yeah, it just stunk of like rotten liver anyway, and it was mixed up with like gritty and lumpy, and it was awful. But I didn't think that were going to stay down, but it did. And very good for you, apparently, as well. 80% protein, I'm led to believe.
Mel was the one that just got it down on that one, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. No, she knocked them back, didn't she? A proper northern girl. She's knocking them back, yeah. Absolutely.
I think the biggest shock, though, Carl, in that whole I'm a Celebrity was when Edwina Curry beat you. That was staggering in that one challenge.
Yeah, anyway, we'll move on from that. you know what? I tell you what, it was all they had to do was stand there with a finger on a buzzer. That's all they had to do, nothing else. And I don't know why it went off. I mean, why it went off, I'll never know, but it went off. But I just want to say I would never have beaten her anyway. She would still be there now with her finger on that button. She was going nowhere. Once she set her mind to it and set down to that, she just sat there with her finger singing away to herself. And for whatever reason, mine just went off after like 2 or 3 minutes. I don't know, but I will say on record that she would have beat me anyway, because there's no way I would have been stood there for longer than an hour. But yeah, can you believe that? Beaten by Edwina. I saw the headlines in my head as it happened. It was like Curry too hot for Foggy sort of thing. You know?
it was absolutely staggering. I've got to ask you, it's 15 years since you're on the track now. You must miss it, because I mean, it was cut short really, because you had that accident in Australia and that shoulder injury. You must miss it massively.
You know what? I don't really anymore, to be honest. I did for a lot of years. You know, like I say, it's 15 years ago now, and I think, you know, I didn't have a problem with it, and you know, I kind of resent it, and didn't really watch the racing much. Probably around, I don't know, maybe 2005, 2006, 2007.
Because you knew you were still good enough, even just despite this injury.
I don't know what it was, but it was hard. But now, no, not at all. I love watching the guys now. I follow it obviously very closely, the BSB Championship, the World Superbikes, the MotoGP. But I think for a lot of years and for a lot of sportsmen, it can be very, 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 very hard when that sport's taken out of your hands for whatever reason, you know. But no, I'm fine with it now. I'm definitely well over it and enjoying life.
Yeah, how's life changed for you over the last few months since winning the I'm a Celebrity? Because you've sort of almost become famous to an all new level, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
become famous for a second time.
Yeah, exactly.
To the X Factor generation.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'm loving it. I think I'm at an age and a stage in my life where I appreciate it and have a lot more time for people than I ever had before. You know, I didn't before. So it's like a selfish thing, almost being a bike race and wanting to win, the pressure and stuff. And all I was thinking about was the next race all the time, you know. So having that lifted off me now, and just, you know, I can enjoy this, I guess, what the fame second time around, I guess you'd call it. But obviously, it's a lot bigger than what it was first time around. But yeah, I have a lot more patience for it. And yeah, I am very, very busy. I'm just getting asked through a lot of stuff. And, you know, I can't say no to anything. I'm just loving it all at the moment, yeah.
It's obviously your life's changed slightly since then. It's also changed from the guy that came second, Jake Quickenden. It looks like you might be his father-in-law at some point.
yeah, you know what? It's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, he's a good lad, what can I say? He's a sound lad, really is. I mean, having been through what he's been through in his personal life, where he's losing his brother and his dad and stuff, and you can easily go off the rails completely when that happens to you, but not him. He's positive, focused, determined to make something of his life, and yeah, he's going to have to now. Now he's going to my daughter, because she expects she's definitely very high maintenance. I'm telling you now. but yeah, good luck to them both. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, freedomtogo.co.uk to find out more information on the best places to visit, campsites, caravanning, whatever you want to do. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Carl Fogarty. Thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.